All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number on the line. Candidate for United States Senate, Mr. Tom Nelson, is on the line. And let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines.
Nope, it's right away. Mr. Nelson, right now. It's just the three of us.
Oh, okay. All right. So let me let me say this, Tom. We're at a point right now where, in the twinkling of an eye, the election time, you know, for United States Senate is going to be upon us. And you know, people can say I don't know who this guy is. Certainly, you're not going to outspend, you know, the big three or four in this race. You haven't been endorsed, I don't think, by the National Democratic Party. Getting people to know who you are, you know, it's David versus Goliath. You ever get frustrated? You know, I mean, you've been at this quite a while. You ever get frustrated?
Yeah, but you can't let it get you down. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I don't get frustrated, but I think also in politics, you know, that that's going to be part of the game and that you got to figure out a way to deal with that. You got to figure out a way to turn that around in a constructive manner and try and change things. And so, yeah, I'm frustrated that the party's not going to be facilitating debates and forums, but we've got to do them. And, you know, the old saying is that, you know, unfortunately, if you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself. So if the party's not going to do that, then we're going to have to find a different way to do that. I'm delighted that three others in the field 10 or 11, want to do that. But unfortunately, as far as the top tier goes, as determined by the media, I'm the only one. And I think that's unfortunate.
So let's talk as if let's talk as if Tom Nelson is the United States Senator. When you look at just where Joe Biden's, you know, presidency is right now, and what the Democratic Party is facing, and what we, the American people, especially those of us who are on the left, are facing. Tom, how would you, if you were right now in the seat and you saw what has taken place with the stonewalling of this president's campaign, I mean, not campaign, but presidential plans that have been really stonewalled by couple of United States senators who, let's say they were your colleagues, how would you handle that? Because there are people right now who are saying, I don't think there should be anything basically said to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, and they shouldn't be singled out. If you were now the United States senator, how would you handle that?
Well, I mean, there's, I think, a lot of ways. First of all, if I'm there, you know, then you got a 51-49 majority, so one of those two is irrelevant as long as you keep the rest of the caucus together. And maybe you get one more, so then you get 52-48, and that's really solved the problem. But I just don't understand this. And I think what's really frustrating is why those two get so much attention when you got 48 others who are with the program and know that what the president wants to do and what they can do is going to make an incredible difference in communities all over the country. And I just, you know, and it's not just that too, but here's the really frustrating part. The really frustrating part is, you know, the folks on the other side of the aisle, the Republicans, they have a vote in this stuff too. It would seem like we've just kind of given the other 50 a free pass and we're drilling into Sinema and Manchin, as we should. But I don't think that that should deter us from putting the screws to the Republicans, who not only are not helping with these bills, but in the case of Ron Johnson and the Republican delegation of the state has consistently voted against COVID relief legislation, and they've gotten away with it. And that's wrong. And so I would be one more voice that would be drawing attention to that. And I would be the one that would get up and say, you know what? I think we're spending too much time with these two. You know what we need to do is if they're not going to support us, we're not going to support them. Because in order to get anything done in the U.S. Senate, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have coalitions, and preferably coalitions that have Democrats and Republicans. I don't know how it's even possible for Sinema and Manchin to get anything done right now, because when they come to their colleagues asking for support for a bill or whatever it might be, what are they going to do? They're going to say, go take a hike. So I would hope that after a while that those two senators would understand what their future is like in the Senate, where if they're not helping out with this very important piece of legislation, or whether it's getting rid of the filibuster, trying to get voting rights reform, man, we need that. And if there's one state in this country that needs a Voting Rights Act, that needs a John Lewis Act, that needs the For the People Act, it's Wisconsin, because we're just getting crushed by the Republicans in this state with the gerrymandering and the voter suppression laws. We need that more than anything. And I bet you there's Democrats and there's communities in both West Virginia and Arizona that could use some help too, that their two U.S. senators are not giving them. So I would hope that sooner rather than later that those two would realize that not only are they doing a lot of damage and they're hurting the rest of us, but they're also hurting them and hurting them in the long run.
So if you're just joining us, on the line is Mr. Tom Nelson. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. It's one thing, as you stated, you know, there are 50 senators on the other side of the ledger. There's been this constant griping and beating up and gnashing of teeth, saying that President Joe Biden has not been able to bring people together, in this country, Democrats and Republicans. You know, let's say Tom Nelson is, again, a United States senator. What is the process to bring a group of people who clearly don't want to be brought together? Do you give up hope on that, or is there some magic beans that you have in your pocket or something that you can use to try to convince people that it is imperative that we work together in this society?
You know what? That's the kind of question that if I could answer that question, I would not be running for the Senate. I'd be running for president. Because what you're proposing, I mean, that really is difficult. You've got 100 people there on the Hill right now. They're smart people. They somehow or another figure out how to get to the U.S. Senate. You would think that you'd have 100 people thinking about that they can actually get this thing done. If those 100 can't get it done, what makes you think that you can get it done? What I can do is I can go to the voters and say this, and this is what I've done, which is I come from a red part of the state here in the Fox Valley, and I've been able to get Democrats and Republicans to work together. And I've been able to get them together because I've passed budgets, my budgets, unanimously at the county, and I've been able to get elected and reelected. And what I've learned is that there are a lot of issues. Quite frankly, there are a lot of issues that Democrats and Republicans do see eye to eye, that you can work in a bipartisan fashion and you can get stuff done. You can get constructive social economic change done. And you should spend time on that and you should work together. But sometimes they're not going to want to work with you. No matter what, you can't make them do anything. You can go to them. You can explain, you know, why they should support
them. Hey, Tom, can I get you to hang on a second?
Yes, sir.
All right, we've got to go to a break. On the line, Tom Nelson. He's a candidate for United States Senate. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.